start with?
What are people at college being taught?
What are they being taught?
Well, no, I didn't want to interrupt your flow, but I wanted to just let people hear what the theme we're talking about.
The theme is that, and this is something I picked up on the radio today, and we've just touched upon it briefly offline here, is that young people are going to universities, are going to colleges, and they're being taught skills that actually have no connection with what's required by employers in the workplace. I'll give you an example. I have in the past had interns who, from a college here in Cork, who were studying photography, learning to be photographers. And as part of their requirement, for their course requirement, they have to do 2 weeks work experience. And I've helped out.
Yeah.
And these students have been, and these are students who've done a year already, are absolutely no use to me. And when I talk to them about what they're being taught, they're absolutely no use to any photographer when they come out of this college. They are still being taught dark room practices. Now, I know there's an aesthetic and it's pleasing, and you'll get the old stages who'll say, no, you have to learn about the darkroom before you can learn about working on a computer. Bollocks. The world has changed, and to teach students darkroom practices is a nonsense, is an absolute nonsense.
By the way, I love the phrase, I mean, rip it out of its context. I love the phrase, darkroom practices. I really want to teach people darkroom practices.
Well, it sounds romantic, doesn't it? It sounds wonderful.
No. To me, I know it's smelly.
It's very smelly.
You obviously got on badly in the black and white photography darkroom, Roger Overall. Did you actually, my first wife actually set up a darkroom in the bathroom of the squat in which we lived in London years ago. That'll tell you.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having a darkroom. Certainly 25 years ago when I had a darkroom, you had no choice. That is what you had to learn to produce a photograph.
Did you like the chemicals?
No. You didn't? Nobody liked the chemicals as far as
I used to like them, but I didn't actually. I've never actually done anything in a darkroom except smell it from under the door.
Oh, no. Once you've been in there for a couple of hours, and you know, it can afflict your skin as well. I mean, these are not pleasant chemicals. These chemicals are not good for the environment.
I always thought photographers were into having their skin, chemicalized and things like that. I mean, surely that's all part of the old craft skill.
Rugby players with the cauliflower
ears.
When you're
a carpenter, you get cut fingers. I mean, most good carpenters have got a bit of their finger sawn off.
Yeah, I don't think
electricians have been electrocuted. Doctors have actually swallowed poison. Come on, Roger, there's a big tradition. Did you miss it?
No, do I miss it? Absolutely not. And there are very few photographers who would say, yes, get me back into the darkroom.
Really?
A lot of photographers have darkrooms that are dormant or have done away with their photography, their darkrooms. It is an outdated practice. If you were teaching somebody to drive, you would not put them on a horse first. It makes absolutely no sense to put them on a horse.
That's actually true, yes. If you were teaching people to ride a horse, would you put them in a car first?
No, exactly. You wouldn't do that either.
What about giving a child a notion of steering? I think I got my child steering a car about the same time as she started steering a horse.
The notion of steering is slightly different from the notion of driving in traffic.
I know, but this is only messing around in conversation.
I know.
Look, I want to go back right to the very beginning of this, because I want to repeat the story I just told you without naming the parties involved.
Yes.
I once met a person who was in charge of teaching students what I call transmedia. And I went up to this person and I said, and this was in an Irish university.
You might want to explain what transmedia is.
Well, I won't. No, this is the point. People can Google transmedia. But the whole point about this is that I actually said to this person, I said, look, it sounds to me like as if you're teaching transmedia in your faculty. Is that what you're actually doing? And the person looked at me and said, we don't use the word, right? We don't let the word get in the way of this, of the learning, shall we say, right? So I'm imagining all these young people in Ireland studying transmedia, not knowing they're studying transmedia, and being using language which doesn't include the most up-to-date, buzzy, term that the people at the cutting edge of content publication are doing. And that's what I found a wee bit shocking and interesting. And that's how we started getting into this topic.
We did. We did. I mean, I find it fascinating as well that they wouldn't use a term that is now, in some industries, almost passé.
Oh, really?
Well,
I thought transmedia was right up to date. So there was I thinking I was, at least I'd got in on the language early on. Are you telling me it's...
Well,
did the term start to be used? And we can bring Greg McQueen in Denmark into this because he's the author or the publisher of transmedia for the rest of us. And I refer you all to Greg McQueen for anything in relation to, and he's actually got a thesis on the topic. But have you picked up on your travels, Roger, on your transmedia travels, the origin of the word and who is the person who first invented it? I've given you long enough to think now, by the way.
No, Greg has told me who it is.
Yeah.
I actually have read an article by this man. He is quoted as being the father of transmedia.
In what year? In what year?
I think we're talking 2007, 2008.
2007, 2008.
And in Hollywood, now Hollywood is a place of fads anyway. So while I say... Oh,
I've been to Hollywood. I've been actually to Mike Nichols' house in Hollywood. You know the director? I once went into Mike Nichols' house.
Well, now you've just completely hijacked this audio boom, because if I even dare to go, yes, that's fine, and try and continue along the road of talking about transmedia, there'll be people listening to me saying, Roger, shut up. Ask Paul about how on earth he got into Mike Nichols' house, what he was doing there. So I'm going to ask that question.
No, I refuse. That'll be the subject of another audio boom. Let's go back to the topic. Let's go back to the topic, right? There's nothing like a straight refusal I've found in life. It's
refusal.
Best learning to say no is...
So Hollywood is a place of fad anyway, and I also read an article somewhere where they were saying, well, transmedia is so 2011. Now, that doesn't mean it isn't an effective way of being online and getting your story across. In fact, I think it's an incredibly effective way.
The key point is, look, we both agree, I think, and I'm just going to summarise what I think we both agree. We both think that students in education ought to be taught what is current or even what is coming over the horizon rather than what is yesterday's stuff. I believe they ought to be taught the language of the coming movement, right? I believe the language matters, actually, because I think that if you're a student and you have all the skills but you haven't got the language, people are going to build a story about you in which they think you don't know stuff, even though you do, because you don't know the language to describe what you're doing.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I think that's correct. I mean, if somebody comes to me and they can't describe a photographic process...
Using the technical jargon...
Well, it would be like me saying to somebody, look, can you set the lights up and set it for the exposure of 1/25th of a second at f/8, and they'd go, I don't know what that means.
Or they say, well, what's an exposure? If they said, what's an exposure? Or I'm not used to exposing myself. I mean, they might actually say, they didn't teach us about exposure, you know. Or say, if somebody said to you, I don't know what an f-stop is, but I'm a very good photographer, would you believe they were a good photographer?
That's a loaded question, right?
No,
because the answer to that actually can be yes and can be no. You can be a great photographer and not be very technically skilled. I am not the most technical photographer in the world, but I can take a picture. Now, I know photographers who are incredibly technical. They know the nitty-gritty down to
the
atomic level.
You're talking about Peter Cox?
Peter Cox knows everything.
Yes, technical. He actually happens to be a great photographer, too. But he does know an awful lot more than Roger Overall.
He does. I'd say he's borderline a genius, just in terms of what he can remember and his capacity for retention of information.
I shared a photograph by him that I've got on Instagram this morning, by the way, from his Icelandic collection.
Oh, very good.
Right? Just a little plug
just
for
little
Peter Cox. Right. I think we should stop this particular audio boom and go back to Chris Brogan.
Yeah, I think so, because this is like a separate podcast. Right.